Chapter 6. Don't mess with leprechauns. By accident, Oliver's wish transports them to their grandparents' house. Amelia is furious.
How can you be so stupid, losing a wish like that?
I didn't have time to think. That silly leprechaun reacted so fast.
That's what they always do. They are tricky. You must be smart. I wish I had a lot of leprechauns to show you.
Second wish granted.
No, Millie.
The leprechaun snaps his fingers and a dozen leprechauns suddenly appear in the living room.
Oh my goodness, what are they all doing in my house?
Well, things got a little out of control.
It's okay, Grandma. I'm sure we can...
But Oliver doesn't have time to finish. In an instant, all hell breaks loose. The leprechauns start running in all directions. They jump on the sofa, swing on the chandelier. Water comes out of the lamps and chairs start walking away. Absolute chaos.
Stop it, little pests, or I'll have you for breakfast.
Is that your last wish?
That's enough.
Wintira snaps her fingers. She freezes time, and all the leprechauns stop moving. Suddenly, everybody can hear a knock on the front door, and Queen Mab enters the living room, applauding.
Well, isn't magic fun?
Not really.
So, Oliver and Amelia, I asked for one leprechaun, and here I have a whole community.
Leprechauns are not easy creatures to work with.
Exactly. Have you learned anything?
Never catch a fairy and don't mess with leprechauns.
Don't anger a giant and avoid marrows.
And?
Respect all creatures.
Oh, and don't let Millie sing.
Ollie, you can be so annoying.
Twins, stop it.
Winterer, your grandchildren are full of energy, but I think they have learned their lesson, don't you agree?
Yes, I do.
Queen Mab plants her magic staff in the ground and declares loud and clear,
Oliver and Amelia Jones, you offended the magic creatures of the forest, but you also proved you can be clever and resourceful. I hope you'll remember never to offend magic creatures again. So, you have gained your powers back.